Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And like I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, we're going to do that again because I'm not quite ready. So let's hear it again. Let's see if I can push the right button. You know, I can't get things together. Let's see. There we go. There we go. Oh, one more time as I get it together. Woo! Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. I'm here. I'm ready. Good morning. It might be other times, other places, and good to those too, right? Gosh, you guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. I have a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We're going to recap what I talked about last week about just having things in place when things happen, whether it be to yourself or people that you love or people that you're caring for. We'll talk about that. It'll be very, very brief, but it's just a reminder. What's the other good stuff? You know, I was going to tell people how I started this show and all that other stuff. We're 84, you know, episodes in, so maybe I'll recap that at the end of the show, because I know it's interesting and it's important, but we got other good stuff to talk about. Let's see. Hold on. Where am I going to start? First of all, I want to say hi to my family. Love you guys, to friends. I know Lee J may be ironing, so I'm going to give him a little bit of ironing love. You guys, it's just so much, just so amazing. And I'm also going to talk about the, Mary, hi, I hope you want to talk on the show today. That's my girl, Mary. I haven't spoken with her for a couple of weeks, so if she comes on the show, she might have some good gossip. Yes, gossip is still good. I love gossip. Okay, anyway, I was going to say to Lee J, I hope you're ironing and thinking of grandma. The other day, Lee J, I went by a can of starch. Can't do it yet. Can't do it. When I go to the cleaners, can't do it. I love you, Grandma, but I can't do starch. I will try, though. I want to start out, what do I want to start? There's so many, I have a list. I'm the type A personality today. I have this really, really kind of like bullet points of things I want to talk about, but they're also different and also over the top. Oh, that's just me, so don't worry about it. But there is something I want to share that's really, really funny. I don't know if you guys experience this, and this may really sound bad to others, but I just wish there was a drug, you know, prescription street drug, however it works, vitamin, let's say a vitamin, a drink, or whatever the case may be, that gives you two things. It calms you down, but yet gives you all the energy that you need in order to, you know, navigate through this world, such as your work, your life, whatever responsibility. Now, in the old days, I know that was called a speedball. Maybe I am talking about that. But no, ultimately, have you guys realized that? That they're like, okay, I need you to do a million things, right? I don't care what field you're in. I don't care if you're a TikToker or an influencer or shit, a nigga on the street hustling. You know, hustles is hard these days. This life is like hard, right? But you got to be on the ups and up. And then they tell you and don't have anxiety. Now, for me, when I get nervous, anxiety kicks in and I can't move, I can't get anything done, and it's completely ridiculous. So what I'm proposing to the pharmaceutical companies, if you want us to begin to work like robots until they take over, that you provide us with, or even the herbal world, again, something that calms you down and brings you and gives you energy and helps you focus at the same time. I want it to be out there in the legal realm, right? Maybe it could be a drink or something anyway, because there's so much to do. Like I said, I have so many things just on this list of things I want to talk about on the show, but I have 100 things literally that have to be done. And I just did one this morning, so we're down to 99. Anyway, that was just a side thing, because I'm like, okay, my mimosa is not going to work. My coffee, yeah, so let's just have a ball today. I did something fun yesterday. You guys know that movie Kill Bill? I know you're like, surely that's the oldest movie in the world. I know. I'm not a Quentin Tarantino. Y'all know him. I couldn't get Pulp Fiction. I'm still confused about that. But I watched Kill Bill, the second part. Thank God, because I'd get lost if I had watched the first part. But the second part, I watched it twice. That was so fudge and good. And then I just realized where Kobe said he learned about the Mamba snake or something and where that came to play. That movie, I'm mature, I guess, because I could figure it out. I could figure out where it was going, where it was coming from. It was so fudging good. And then the other thing, female power. Oh, man. Even though we love you, we will kill you. I didn't mean like that, but you know what I meant. It was a complicated, yay, sad, oh, man, love, damn, shoot. It was awesome. Or, I guess not twice. I've never done that. I guess I'm in a new world. It was. Someone told me that when you're having a really rough day or something to watch that, it motivates you. I thought, that's so stupid. By the way, Kill Bill 2 is really good. Maybe I should see Kill Bill 1 just to get the totality of the whatever it's about. Nope, don't need it. I loved it. It was so fudging good. Oh, another thing I have here. I know I'm off the charts. I'm way on different things. I do apologize, but you know how I bring the show back to full circle at the end of it somehow. I got that gift. But you know how they've been no longer teaching handwriting in school, right? Cursive, we called it. And so the kids, they're teaching printing. I don't really even know, but I'm going to talk to parents that have children right now. My son, he's going to be a daddy soon in September. Anyway, we put our son in Montessori teaching. Quick story. And I dropped him off a couple of times, and I would notice that a particular bell would go off and all the kids knew to run and get in a line, and they just knew the rules. And then I have this son, my son, who stayed outside and played. I'm looking like, you could go inside. What are you doing? You're embarrassing me. This is costing your daddy a whole bunch of money, because you know I wasn't paying it. So by the third day, and I'd watch, and I'd be late for work wondering when was he going to go into the classroom. These were the first 2 days. And at some point, I had to go to work. And I called it, and did he? Oh, yeah, he came in. And it was run by, not Indians, but people from, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. So he did it for like a week. And I'm thinking, he's so cute, someone can just jump this fence and snatch my child, whatever. So I kind of went to the director and I said, what's going on here? This is ridiculous. She said, what's ridiculous? And I said, my son's playing and everyone else is, you know, XYZ in line and doing all that. She said, he hasn't figured out the rules yet. What do you mean he got to figure out the rules? The rule is I drop off. He play, he go inside. That's rules, right? She said, no. Montessori teaching is rule-based. What? This ain't law? She said, no, I didn't mean it like that. But just watch. When it is time for him to figure it out, he will. I'm like, he's going to be out there till next year. She said, calm down. Well, after a while, I don't know how, probably like 4 or 5 days, Quan realized he was the only one outside playing. Inside. So when he noticed that they were lining up, he watched for a day and then was like, I can still play out. But then it wasn't fun anymore to play outside by himself. So he began to get into this line when that bell would ring. Because he knew the next time he'd go out, his friends, Johnny and all them, would be there to play. I don't know what the kids' name were, but you understand what I'm saying. That was awesome. So I thought, okay, they're doing really good. So 6 months in, I'm noticing, Quan must have been, oh gosh, you guys, he must have been maybe 3, 4, can't quite remember, because maybe 3 or 4. So I'm thinking by now he should be learning something, right? I mean, he already has a smart mouth, he's cussing everyone out, and, you know, he's just a beautiful, smart, kind of bad little boy. I mean, you know, he just started cursing at two. I don't know where he got that shit from. Yeah, for me. Anyway, so I go back and I said, you know, you've been sending home these pictures, my son's coloring. Why haven't you started teaching him to write? She said, well, look at his coloring. I'm like, I don't see anything wrong with that. He got different colors, you know, thinking to myself, he's not racist. There's all kinds of colors here. And she said, I want you to look closely at it. Now, I need you guys to know really quick, when someone from a Montessori teaching that you're ignorant about, I guess now with Google, I guess you would figure it out, but this is true ignorance. And I'm glad I learned this way because I was forced to trust the instructors, the directors, the teachers, the other students compared to what Google may have told me. So I said, well, I don't see what's wrong with this. It looks pretty good. He's only whatever grade. So she picked up another piece of paper and she showed me it was another child's coloring and it colored in circles or whatever. I'm like, oh, that looks pretty good too. She said the kids are the same age. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, something wrong with my kid. Okay, we got, oh, Lord to the Lord. She said, no. The other child is finding and understanding hand control. Your son has a little ways to go. How can I teach him handwriting when he doesn't have hand control of coloring inside the circle or the square? He could not color. He had no hand control. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? She said, how can I teach a child to, you know, learn a letter when they don't understand hand control? Well, I walked out again with my butt between my butt. And I was embarrassed. And my son couldn't look at me. Every time I came into that little cottage, he was like, oh, here comes my mom. So then I swear this was really happening. So the next time I come in, oh, I am just floored. Lee J, you'll appreciate this. My son is play like he's ironing. I was like, oh, Lord, Jesus. And the kids were pouring tea for each other. I said, oh, Lord, I done put him into a school that's going to change his whole XYZ. I said, okay, lady, what's going on here? I did not bring him to the school to learn these things that I don't even know how to do. And she said, Miss Shepherd? I'm like, yeah. She goes, I want you to watch what these kids are doing. I'm like, I know my son is ironing, or it's a fake iron. And the other kids are pouring tea, and the other kids are taking the tea, and the other kid. She said, what did I tell you about hand-eye coordination? Well, that was for the circle. She said, it's for life. They don't understand that they're teaching themselves how to be in control. When you watch your son who's ironing right there, yeah, his hands are placed properly and he is focusing on hand control. When the kids are pouring tea, I know that may look a little weird, but when the kids are pouring tea, hand control, because when it spills, they want to do it all over again. Or when the tea kettle touches the cup, it's hand control. I was so embarrassed. So one time she kind of said, just let us do what we do. Again, I didn't have Google to see what the fuck they were doing. So that's two things I want you guys to notice. These are two things. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, okay, my baby is behind. He's not writing. He's ironing and pouring tea. Ah! So then it was time for report cards, whatever they give. This was funny. So I get it to find out what my kid's doing, and there was absolutely nothing on the page. Quan's a great kid. He's spoke, you know. Knock, knock, knock. Excuse me. What is this? She goes, what do you mean? There's no grades. I don't understand what he's doing. She goes, oh, you don't? I said, no. She said, well, in this school, it's based that these students teach each other also. And two dams does that mean? She said, come into the classrooms. You will see that if a child is advanced in a certain area, that child will become the teacher when we do that portion. It's very strange. I said, what do you mean? She said, the students teach the students. I said, well, what do you guys do? She laughed. That was me being a bitch, but I was serious. What do you do if the children are teaching each other? And then he finally said, give us a year. You'll see. And I'm going to just share something with you guys because there was no grades. And this school went up to, I want to say maybe fourth, fifth grade, third grade. I can't remember, but there were no grades. The third graders would teach the kids that were learning how to handwrite. They taught them lovingly and enjoyingly, whatever. But a little one could teach the older kids things. It was amazing how everyone was teaching everyone, but more important, they also knew something. They knew the rules. So when a new kid would come, they wouldn't even bother. Because the instructor would say, why bother? They'll get it. You know, why pull the kid into the, you know, the classroom? He'll get it. Kids have to see, learn, and want to be a part of the rules. I was like, this is the strangest shit I've ever seen. I said, oh, my God, I'm about to put my son in this other school because he became of age. Okay, we'll go back. Come to find out, Quan was there a few years. In fact, about maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was at lunch in Granada Hills with my son, and he saw his teacher, and it was a moment of, you know, because they loved him. So she said, your son is now ready. I said, ready for what? He's ready. If he's not going to continue with the Montessori. And by the way, you guys, Montessori uses the workbook education. It's called Abeka or something. And if you want your children to have extra material to get ahead of the game and not even realizing they're getting ahead of the game, the Abeka publication, it could be wrong, but the teaching are for students that have gone to, let's say, private schools and or are homeschooled. And the reason they learn from that area is because every student has to be tested, right? Even if you're homeschooled. So with this Abeka, they start teaching you third grade stuff in the first grade. So you are already advanced. It's an amazing concept and it's fun. So look into that. You know, if you're going to homeschool, yes, you have the materials from your local school, but also it's either Abeka or something in its school. It's really fun material. It's no judgment in the materials. And when I first saw it, I was like, okay, well, Quan, we're in trouble because I don't even get this. But it really, really does teach well. And I think it has a religious base to it. I don't know that part of it. And if it does, you know, I don't know how you feel about that, but I know it helped my son. So anyway, Quan's ready to go. Quan now, first of all, but by the 2 years it was over, maybe 2 or 3 years, he was the first person in line. He was helping the other kids. He was mentoring. He was just the man, right? He got out of this. He learned how to circle, you know, color in the circle and all that other good stuff. Became a great handwriter. It's very sloppy now, but no, he's really great. He would teach the kids about the ironing and the tea. And it was other boy stuff, too. I mean, everything in that, oh, I know, Montessori is based on a child that was deaf and blind. It just had no sense of anything. I can't quite remember. And they taught her how to learn through the courses of feeling and touch and all those things, okay? It's been a long time, but it's a great way of teaching. I did not know that. So it's time for us to go, and I went, okay. Juan, we're going to send you to this new school. It's a public school, but it's a great school. I think it was public. No, it's probably private. Big Juan always paid for the private school. So I take him in. It's like third grade. That's it. I take him. True story, everyone. The first Friday, the first day he came home, and he goes, oh, look at all these words. I was like, you're spelling words? He goes, yeah. I said, oh, okay. Well, okay, that's cool. He went back on Friday to take the spelling test. He told the teacher, wait a minute. I'm supposed to know these words? And so he did the spelling test, and he came back with a grade, like a D. Quan has never seen a D because he's never been graded on anything. So he comes to me and said, Mom, what is this? I said, oh, that's a grade. He goes, well, how does this work? And I said, well, you have to do X, Y, Z. When you get the spelling words, and then you do sentences and all that, and then on Friday you have a spelling test. He goes, oh, that's it? I'm like, yeah. That kid went to that school for 3 years, and from that point on, he never got anything less than an A. He got it. He got the rules. But he also was no pressure because, remember, the Montessori teaching was the greatness within himself. I would cry. He's like, oh, what else? What else y'all got? And at that point, they realized that he was advanced because of the Abeka, a teaching along with the Montessori. And so I think, when I think about my son, or I think about kids in general, he never, ever competed with anyone else because he knew he was great. You give me the rules, I got this. We need to do that more. And for the handwriting, and I'm saying that now, bringing this back, kids today are really on these video games. Y'all think you're good, right? Well, anyone that's playing these video games, you think you're the shit? I propose you take a course and learn how to truly have hand-eye coordination by way of cursive writing. You think you're good now? You'll be 20 times better. Hand-eye coordination. Hand-eye coordination. Listen, the world is about to take over when it comes to robots and trobots and all these bots. Okay? Never used the word correctly like that, all these bots, okay? But they can't take over yet. They have not learned how to, i.e., authentic motherfucking niggas. Let's just call that. We still, no matter what, and I'm going to use black folks, I'm just familiar with black culture, and I'm sure there's other cultures, but being a black woman, we still have empathy and passion. No matter what we have gone through, they have yet to AI empathy and passion. For the information they're feeding through AI came through, with all due respect, white folk who had the knowledge in the first place, right? The ones who went to Harvard and Yale and so on and so forth. And they're just using that. So when we're doing the TikTok and sock-a-sock and the sports and norts and all that stuff, you know, all they do in a lot of times, in order to control people, is you watch people. So we're constantly studied. Even down to Abeka and the Montessori school, it was study. But those were studies to better yourself within yourself. Those were not studies to, you know, destroy you or control you. In fact, when they were watching you, they said, you know, once that person gets it, that person will not need to ride on anyone else but himself. We are losing that just from the realm of handwriting. Our children do not know how to handwrite. They do not have proper eye-hand coordination ironing. Now, much as I bitch about that when it comes to how I feel about my grams, and that's personal, but I'll tell you right now, if I had to get that, in fact, Dirk irons too, Lee J, because I hear that ironing board, and the squeaking on the ironing board really freaks me out. Oh, gosh, I'm really telling my secrets now. But I can tell you one goddamn thing. If my mom told me to iron that shirt, I might not use starch, I might use water, you know, distilled water or something like that. But I watched grandma and how she did that, and how she handled, how she creased it, and how she did and folded it over. It's all good hand-eye coordination. By the way, she'd do that, be watching her stories. I don't think she smoked while she was doing it, but I've never seen so much steam and so much confidence going on in that corner. It's just amazing. But again, hand-eye coordination. Same with even now when we're using our phones. We so goddamn lazy, even me. I use the function on my phone when I text that you can kind of use your finger to kind of just cross over the letters and they show up, and that's why I'll send text messages to people. They're like, what are you talking about? This is kind of crazy. So we need to go back to that. Why? You need to keep something. You need to have something, you guys, because as I get older and I have great cursive writing, guess what? I can't write that well as I used to. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen with this generation that doesn't even have the option to even exercise their controlled hands. As you get older, you know, my mind and my hands, it's like, I'd be wanting to finish before my mind's telling me what to finish. Start to get smaller and stuff. And that's because too many things are going on. But thank God I know how to write cursive. Because maybe for a little while longer, I'll have more hand control coordination than others. Why is that important? I don't know, but I just thought it was a great story. The bottom line with little Quan is he went through school basically with his eyes closed because Montessori told him, you're not a number, you're a person. What you learn, you share it with others. He has lots of friends that he hung out with in high school that are still his friends. And you know, just overall, the teaching, the understanding, the not trying to rush him into greatness and let him develop into greatness, which did not take very long for my son. As soon, you know, I mean, I think he was born great and he started talking his greatness shortly thereafter. He went to school and it just exploded, right? I mean, let's I'm just being funny there, but it's really, really important. So I know we have a lot of grandchildren. I'm going to have one soon. Yay! We all have young adults and everything in our lives. Not the computer cursive writing. Go to the 99-cent store, the Dollar Tree. Hurry up into those Dollar Trees. I think they're closing pretty soon, or the Family Dollar, whatever. Go get tons and tons and tons of books for handwriting and cursive. I swear they'll enjoy it, even though they might be upset at some point, but they will enjoy it. And it, and then when you teach kids coloring, you guys just go back to the color book. Just go back, okay? Because at some point, in fact, I had an incident at my job on Friday. I didn't go to work. I can work. I worked remote. The internet went out. Now, with all due respect, if there was a motion that had to be filed, ain't nobody giving a damn about that internet. We would have had to type it, handwrite it, and damn near walk it to the court around the corner. That's real. You want to be prepared, even if it's a matter of handwriting. I know you, and you can print. Print, they do believe, has a I know I'm going off on this. Printing is a very simple up and down, you know, coordination. Cursive is a movement coordination. Keep that in mind. Okay, so that was really important on my list. I do not know why, but it was amazing. I thought it was amazing. Trust me, some of these things, if you guys don't, you know, Google it. I can only use what has worked with my son. And as of right now, I would say that although my son and I, it is what it is, but as a man, as a young adult, as a father-to-be, as a firefighter, paramedic, and all the other things he had, the most important thing started when, one of the most important things started when he realized the rules, when he was in that playground, and he played for a whole week by himself. Wonder if they forced him into that classroom. I don't know. He'd have been a different person. Okay, so just little things on that, please. And older people, continue practice handwriting. Mom writes notes and shit all day long. She got books and books of shit. If she's mad at me, I'm sure it's a thesis of I'm just pissed off at Shirley. I'm going to just shoot her when I can. I like that. Did you guys like that? I did. Another thing, I want to recap on the Living Trust. I think I'm going to do just a quick seminar on that, and you guys can watch it anytime you want on some channel or whatever. My only focus with sharing with people is that a lot of people get wills and trust and living trust and power of attorney, medical directives, and they don't really know what that means. They know they have it, but they don't even know that sometimes having it, if it's not properly notarized, you know, it might not be able to be activated. And during times when there's an emergency with a parent, a child, even yourself, people can't move until those documents are properly in order. I know people get frustrated with the banks or with other facilities that are like, we need proof because there's a lot of fraud. How do you get past that? Well, I sent to my family, and I'll continue. We have a family link. Some of these documents you can ultimately keep online. And I know everyone's like, oh, well, everyone will get it. Yeah, the world's online, so you go figure. Because the person that I was working with her parents' wills and things of that nature were like 10, 15 years ago. How are we going to find a hard copy? We didn't have access to the home. You know, so consider some of those documents being protected by way of online protection, and it's okay. The other thing I was thinking, to this, medical directives, again, anytime you have insurance, whatever, you can go into the portal, or, you know, you can ask for a piece of paper online, you know, with your major doctor, your primary care physician, I apologize, and you tell them you want a directive. And the directive at that juncture is just telling whoever is in your shoes at the time the directive is, you know, required. Because the directives are, you have to appoint a power of attorney within that. I mean, yeah. Okay, so what I was thinking is this. Everyone that has a directive, you can detail that directive. You can detail it. You can say, the power of attorney is here. This is there. This is there. It will be activated upon this, this, and that, da, da, da. Because once the directive is the first movement, if there is a medical problem, anything, you know, attached to that directive is activated immediately. Okay, because the directive directs to not only the medical, but it also, you can put it to where it directs to other remaining documents. Now, let's say you don't want to attach. I mean, the most important thing to attach would be the power of attorney. but you don't want to attach the other documents because it has your private information, and that's fine too. But what you can do is attach a document that will say how to get to those required documents. Again, with these documents being saved online, there are security measures in play. I can tell you right now, everyone has access to everything. Okay, so that's one thing that you don't really have control of. But if you're talking about a will, a trust, a directive, you want to make it easier for the persons that you have placed to stand in your shoes, whether it's during a medical crisis or after crossing over. Okay, so these documents are important, and we must have, like I said, the first directive as to where can I find these documents. The other thing is, once you get your documents, your wills and trusts, in fact, maybe I'll do a show where I'll talk to a friend of mine. Maybe we'll do like a vlog where you'll see me do the documents. You'll see me go get them notarized. You'll see me go to the county recorder's office. You'll see me go to a bank asking what's required. Maybe, you know, that would help give you the visualization and the understanding of how many obstacles can be placed if there aren't clear directions. And even with that, it's still going to be tough sometimes, okay? It's not going to be tough. It's just going to be, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just be prepared for any question. And then if you don't have the proper responses or the documentation, be prepared to go the next step. Do not get annoyed. Do not get offended. Do not go through all those emotions. You will have plenty of time to do that later. But more importantly, in fact, I'm going to do this. A will, a trust, a power of attorney. I'm going to do all this stuff online. I'll just have a great time with this because I think this will be helpful, not only for everyone else, it'll be helpful for me. Remember, I told you I have like this life insurance policy, this huge one, and accidental, and I'm going to add to that. So even though I might be mad at my son till whatever, I still have to make sure it goes directly to him. I don't want someone to say, well, Shirley was pissed and she keeps changing her will, because you know I will. But so we're going to do that. So, but until then, simply your medical directive, you can have the power of attorney attached. Okay, what you could also do, which I think would be awesome, medical directive, you print it out. I don't know exactly if it has to be notarized. It may not. But then you attach the power of attorney to, you get that notarized. Here's what I would like everyone to do, if you could do this timely. Go to the county recorder's office and get it certified. Because the certification is based on the notary, their number, okay? Because if the notary, if the notary is a fraud or something like that, they will be able to investigate it possibly before that notary disappears or dies or whatever the case may be. Okay, so again, as soon as you get something notarized, we will take it where? To the county recorder's office in what? The county in which you are in. Okay, and you get, like I said, California, I do believe someone did it recently, is over $140 some odd. It's a lot of money. Put some aside. Maybe in other smaller counties, it may not be that much, but these have to be done. So then what happens is this. If something happens to you, you're in the hospital, your directive kicks in, because what? Your doctor will indicate that you are unable to, you're incapacitated, whatever, or you just can't take care of yourself. They write a letter. As soon as that letter gets signed by the doctor, you don't need that notarized. The doctor, as a professional, has a duty within itself. That letter automatically activates what? The power of attorney, which activates what? The medical directive and the power of attorney kind of work simultaneously, but whatever the case may be. But once the directive basically says, hey, if something happens to me, please don't keep me on, just pull the plug. But you can also add to it, hold up, if I'm in a coma, this kicks in, this directive kicks in, but here I need this power of attorney to also kick in, which again, it will kick in because the doctor will say, based on the directive, who can we talk to about decisions, okay? So that power of attorney kicks in. And then from there, with that power of attorney that's been notarized and certified by the county, you can move on making things happen. Instantly go to the bank, or instantly if it's a situation where you have to move someone into another facility. This is all real here shit, okay? That's the key of the power of attorney. You can go into the bank. You can stop things from happening or make things happen. You are more of a support mechanism to that person that has assigned you as the one who is in charge of reading this directive and moving on your instructions based on the power of attorney. So that's easy. Okay, if we could just do that much. Just do fucking that much. In our case, it took a day or two, but we were able to remove the father into an amazing facility. And 2 days after that, had access to the funds to continue, his own funds, to continue taking care of him on his own accord. And that's only because I knew a little bit of that law where I'm like, well, okay, notary, I was a notary. Dude, you know, I was putting shit together. If you're paying an attorney to put shit together, you guys, I'm going to be honest with you. You have to pay them a lot of money because they don't know either. I don't care. That's why if we package this now, your directive can have a whole thesis. It can have your kids, every who to call. It does not matter. The more, the merrier. The power of attorney can have 18 motherfuckers. Because by the time that needs to kick in, who's ever alive on that list can rock it. It has been notarized. It has been certified. And whoever you're caring for or responsible for, he or she will not have to wait to get the treatment or whatever is necessary when they're not able to make their own decisions. It doesn't happen. And someone is in a hospital in a situation. They have to move patients because it's a hospital. It's not a care facility. It's not physical therapy. It's we put a Band-Aid on it. We wrapped you. We pulled out the bullet. We kind of straightened the heart out. We stopped the aneurysm. We did all that. We triaged you. We put you in the hospital just to make sure you don't die. Like, or we left anything. I'm not being facetious. I'm being real. You, their job is to triage, see how you're doing. Okay. Because there's other people down below that are being triaged or whatever the case may be, and then they're upstairs. So at some point, they can't. As much as doctors may want to, do you understand doctors have feelings too? But it's a business. Talk to some doctors. Talk to them not from just a man or a woman point of view. In fact, find something to read about what doctors go through to say, you know, the medical field ain't this and that, or lawyers aren't this. It's all a business. Don't you think that when doctors, you know, you see the practice, they're passionate until they realize it's bullshit? What are they going to do? They got a $300,000 loan. Their kid's looking at them funny. And now they know the secrets. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go outside of if you're a doctor? Where are you going to go knowing that the medical profession is a business? You're not going to tell your friends, yeah, you know, after 48 hours, if you don't got moving, they're just going to put, you know, grandpa out. That's why these directives are key. And I'm going to have a really, really good time putting this stuff together so that we can be in control as much as possible with those in a medical emergency, a medical directive, a power of attorney that's been notarized and certified. Notary is not enough. It has to be certified by the County Recorder's Office. Let me explain that again. Why is that important? As a notary, we have a book. You guys have all even done notary stuff online. They need 215 pieces of ID. I have notarized something for my mother. She's, I know you. I'm like, I need an ID. I need a second ID. I need, you know why? Because we put it in this book at the time. I'm sure they still have these long books. And then when we stamp it. We did everything we were supposed to do. This is an authentic signature. This is I was there when they witnessed it. I am saying this is very important when you're a notary, by the way. It's a good side hustle, by the way. You can only charge the amount that the state will say you can charge for the signature, but they didn't say anything about travel, wait time. That's on you. But anyway, they stamp it. We send it up to Sacramento every year. Now, Sacramento will go through it back in the day, however they did it. They went through and somehow all these entries were probably put into the system by way of, I don't know what that thing's called, like a fish thing. I forgot what it's called. But so if someone was going to question my notary like we did in the situation we had, we're like, it's notarized. What's the problem? It's here. Duh. Well, where's the notary? I don't know. It was 15 years ago. Well, then the bank is like, I don't know if that's even authentic. What? My nose. So, again, just because it's notarized, you have to at least wait for 6 months once you get it notarized. Or even, I don't know, even that long. You go to where the county recorder's office, because he or she can look in the system and say, okay, there's no fraud here. You know, this looks fine. Boom. We'll certify the notification. And the certification, all you need is one time. Maybe we should get our stuff notarized at the county recorder's office so they can notarize it and certify at the same time. I wonder if they have that option. Check it out in your town. It seems like, I just got something that's funny. Okay. So I know we're talking heavy stuff, but I just want you guys to push it out there. Every time someone says get something notarized, what is the rule? You're going to get the thing notarized. You're going to pay the notary. You're going to be all happy. You're going to wait about a week so that person can get the information up to whatever state, up to, in our case, Sacramento, and gets it recorded within the county recorder's office. And then what are you going to do? You're going to go get it certified. So anything you get notarized, you will hold on to and get certified. And then from that point, you are winning. Ain't nobody going to say or question anything once it's certified. I just learned that. I'm going to use that over and over and over and over and over again. I did not know that. It's important, these little things that I'm sharing. I want us to make sure that we can be able to move and do what we need to do. Now, we're talking about medical directives and power of attorneys, notary certification. So you're like, well, I can do that on my own. When do I need an attorney? It's funny. Once you know what they do, you know how to do it yourself. But when I start talking to people about probate and all this stuff, I even get confused. I really get a headache. I really do. I hate to say this, but when I started working on a friend stuff, I found myself drinking more wine than a little bit, but I had to because it was just so difficult. Then I said, no, I'm going to put this in layman terms. Wait a minute. How does this work? What I'm saying is initially, if everything as in order as it should be, and even when it's not in order, if you listen to what I'm saying, you will be able to figure out what is missing in any of the documents we're talking about and go for it. Most of the time, it's the certification of the notary stamp. That's the greatest holdup and the frustration, because you'll go to the banks. And the banks will say, you need this, you need that, you need this and that. But they'll never tell you how to get it. That's what I learned. So I'm real passionate about that because if we do nothing more, when something happens to me and I have been of sound mind to make determinations as to how I would like things to go and who could be responsible, I want to be able to have it to the point that person is not held up because I forgot to do something that is required, which they will not be informed of by other sources. I have a friend, again, I've been working with her, two wills, two trusts, it was amazing, a trust, a community property that referenced a trust, this and that. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. So a couple of weeks ago, a friend contacted me and says, you know, can you do a living trust? Everyone says that. No one knows what that really means. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, I was like, yeah, we'll just get a program. We'll figure it out. But then I talked to my friend. I said, you know, there was nothing wrong with these forms your parents did, although the notary was the attorney. She was the notary, and she was the witness. But, you know, we'll worry about that later. But it passed muster through, is that the word? Not muster, but muster, whatever. Through the legal elements that had to be met. It was easy to read. It was easy to follow. There was no games and planes. They did an attachment to their living trust, which what did it do? It gave the community property and separate property if that was at issue, and it explained it. Now, the lady probably did 8 documents when all she needed was 4, but that's her hustle. But I'm asking my friend for authorization to be able to use that and provide it as a template for everyone. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. second to me when I have pretty makeup on. Just joking. But if she allows me to do that, we will redact all important information. And, of course, I will provide it for free. Or there are programs like Etsy, I always get that wrong, where you can buy it for 50 cents or whatever, because you don't understand the shit anyway, right? Believe you me, this that I've seen done, so easy to read. They never argued the legalities. No one argued that. They only argued, was it authenticated for signature? So in addition to walking through, I swear to God, I'm going to do something. I'm going to call a couple friends, see if they'll do it with me. And we're going to just completely walk through and show how this works. And then family, definitely, you know, I already got you. And anyone else, I got you guys. I'm going to just submit the documents to you. You do what you want to do. They're so simple and they stand. You don't need no goddamn probate attorney. And if you do need that probate attorney, I'm not knocking this, you will know what you need. And you will know what's missing. And then you will need their expertise. Because at that juncture, it's out of your, you know, awareness. But if you go to them ahead of time, they're like, well, we need to get this certified, whatever. You get a $10,000 retainer. By the time you have to go back and forth to the county recorder's office and to the bank and all that shit, that's out the window. We don't want that. I'm so excited. Wow, I'm excited I get to do that. Lee J, call me on that shit, right? Because I'm really excited about that because it puts something back into our control, and I'm giving it to you guys free. Like I said, the most important is if something happens to our parents or ourselves, what does your directive say? I don't even have a directive. I'll just put that out there. I better talk and walk that shit, right? Use my language, but I need to do that. Hey, you guys, okay, that's some good stuff. I'm going to come back. I'm going to make sure I have that note. I'm going to make sure the documents are available for everyone. You can always call and talk to me about it if you like. I have 12 minutes actually, and this was on the top of my list, but I'm kind of going backwards. And I don't know how many of you guys, but I'm talking to my family for sure. You know, we have a lot of non-black folks in our family. You're like, no, they're all black. You are absolutely correct. I'm thinking about Barbara Baker. And I had a conversation with her when she came to town a couple years ago, and it was just a straight up, you white. I was like, why did you say that? But I did. I said, y'all just look white. And then I invite Barbara to one day come on my show because she gave me a lot of stories about what her dad or Grandpa Joe and others did to pass for white to help blacks. But she also talked about how it affected them. You know, mom goes up the mother. She does, in fact, I'll send it to the family if you guys don't have it, because it's so important that our family understands what's going on out here so that I can understand what's going on out there, because I feel so, distant. But so explain, give me an example. She did. She said, I believe, I don't want to lie about the town of St. Paul or Sioux City. That could be corrected. I want everyone to know that could be definitely corrected. But there was this is Barbara having story, speaking to me about it, and there was a person that was renting out a unit, and she went and looked at it, and the owner, the landlord, made derogatory statements as to, and I'm again to the effect of, because I do not have the exact words, I don't want no niggers to live here. You know, it's yours if you want it. And I said to Barbara, what? Let's go fight him. Why did you fight him? What the hell? And she said, no, I just knew not to rent from that person. What do you do when racism is right there. Do you break out and say, I'm black, blah, 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 look at us, white is she looking? That would look real stupid. Sorry. Or do you just, like she did, he says, oh, my God, in this world where I'm perceived white, I see how they do black people, but yet I'm black. And all I could think of with my ignorance is, why didn't you take up for us, blah, blah. She's like, hey, you have no idea. Just sit back. We have family, especially our family. I swear to God, I'm still kind of looking, going, really, there's some black in you. But they say you just need an ounce or whatever the case may be. But these are the same people that have to live in this white world. And in living in this particular world, they get all sides of the hate. Because I'm sure if it was a black person that didn't like white people, she'd get the same shit. Like, God damn, I can't win for losing. The reason I'm calling on Barbara and our family to get together is because I want to understand it more. I want to honor our diversity, but I want to be real about it. What did they really think about black people? Not what I believe and what I may have heard from the people. You're my family. And what did you do with that? At which point did you just like everybody shit? Or how did you survive this world? Did you have children who were being treated either way, either get out of here, a white person, or heard, you know, derogatory statements about their black part of them. She gave me stories about what her father, and I believe, I don't know if Grandpa Joe was involved in Grandpa Joe, I always thought he was white. I never understood that, but y'all swear he got some black in him. Okay, I'll let that go. But what they did, even in the military, saved lives of black, you know, military men. But they had to go turn coat. They had to go be white to save themselves. The reason I'm saying that, as I'm doing this show, I'm really, really beginning to want to really share with my family the greatness that we don't speak about. We go to our barbecues and fishercues and all that. About it. I have a cousin who basically could have been a prima ballerina, but because she's black, there were some situations there. Did it stop her? No. She is now, my understanding, one of the best ballerina teachers in, I want to say, New York. But have I talked to her? Have I followed up? I bet you I will. Lee J. being one of my honest. When I think about this show, I think about him a lot, but I always thought such great things about him. In fact, I told you guys he made the mushrooms, the only mushrooms I ever ate. I know that's a side story. But he has a lot of stories about his teachings and traveling. It's funny. I was thinking about our family reunions, how we love and hug and we laugh, and we do laugh. I bet no one knew about me and the starch and how we saw things so differently. Yet it's still the same thing. How I talk shit about the bakers looking so goddamn white, and they're probably the reason that so many blacks are alive. Maybe Cousin Barbara didn't tell that landlord, go to hell and die, like I would have, but maybe she just advised us not to go to that corner. God. I think I'm thinking about family, and I'm thinking about handwritings, and I'm thinking about learnings, and I'm thinking about a speedball, and I'm thinking about Kill Bill, because I'm finding some of that's getting lost a little bit without AI. We're forgetting. But I do want to go back to my cousin Barbara. I just kept talking to her about, but you're white. She laughed. Barbara's been trying to bring us all together, and you guys know that family. And I think we might want to work a little harder on helping her make that happen. I think I will. I want to hear the real stories. I want to hear, did you guys know the real story about Grandma Shirley and Grandpa Joe? Grandpa divorced Grandma Shirley by way of publication in the newspaper. Yep. But did Grandma Shirley ever take that out on any of us? Nope. That's a hell of a woman. To find out that she ain't married no more through the publication, that she probably got 18 hand. What I'm saying is how strong we were. And Grandma Shirley still let Grandpa Joe come see us and give us nickels our whole entire life. Wow. It's nothing to shy away from. Well, first of all, I think she should have kicked his ass. But then again, I have anger management issues that I'm working on. Nuts. But if she would have, I wouldn't have that vivid, you know, vision of Grandpa Joe. Every one of my relatives and friends that are listening have these amazing stories, and they don't realize how, based on one decision, they allowed the family to benefit from, I would say, Grandpa Joe doing wrong, in my opinion. Every last one of us, parents now, grandparents, great-grandparents, I know it gets tough, speedball. What I mean about that is energy and relaxation at the same time, because this world's going fast and people are moving into other realms faster than I had proposed they do. Lost a really good friend just recently. But, you know, I don't know about you guys. I have like 2 minutes left. When it gets really hard for me, I don't go in and think about these wonderful stories about handwriting and how it developed an incredible man, my son. Why would I do that? I don't, when I'm down and out, think about how in 3 days I helped a friend go from what the fuck to we got it. I don't go when I'm down and out and think about the braveness of my cousins. I go straight to just dark instantaneously. And then I get on the show and I'm able just to get it out. It's amazing. AI's not taken from us. I know I'm taking from myself because I'm not being true and authentic to myself until 1 hour a week when I come here and say, hey, you guys, I'm happy now. And I don't fuel myself when heaviness hits. I'm in a field that legal is heavy. And life in general is heavy. So sometimes you just want to, but through this 1 hour, I get to lift that up. I get to be honest, like, shoot, I need me a healthy speedball. And then I get to talk about the good things and I rise. I rise. No. I know they show we talked about a lot of different things. And if I've never said this before, show episode 84 is one that I will even re-listen to. Because we talked about life. We talked about growing. We talked about what happens at crisis. We talk about, wait a minute, we have family that's not all a different color. Wait. We need to talk to them. We need to hash it out, right? I'm in this because it's heavy on my heart, saying, I love you, Aunt Joanne. I love Mommy, too. I really love her a lot. But I miss you. And I miss all my cousins. I miss all my friends. Life goes so fast that I just be too busy trying to be legally in order, the art of legally in order, the legal person. I forgot to be me. Special shout out to Mr. J. King, who always believes in me and believes in my dream and supports my dreams. Thank you. He's a hell of a friend. Until next week, y'all, I'm out. Good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fucking do the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host. Looking for my give a fuck, you know. Looking for my give a fuck, you know. Looking for my give a fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.